From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, October 6th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with Scott Dossett from the CU Folk and Roots Festival Steering Committee about what to expect from next week's lineup. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. There's a new biomedical research hub in Chicago. The University of Chicago, Northwestern, and the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign are collaborating on the BioHub in Chicago's Fulton Market District. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was at the launch yesterday and says the goal is to better understand and treat chronic inflammatory diseases.
From cancer to autoimmune and neurodegenerative conditions, that's a big deal. And we are at the center of it. This is quite literally life-changing work.
The Chicago Hub is part of the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, founded by Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan. Illinois State Senator Mike Simmons is trying to expand on a recently passed state law prohibiting public libraries from banning books. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Senator Simmons' legislation would bar school districts and private libraries from limiting access to books that depict matters of race, sexual orientation, or any other subject.
People are running for office for school boards and school districts talking about banning books and erasing the history of, you know, Black communities, Black history, and communities of color from our curricula. So we got to get ahead of that.
The bill stalled in the spring, but Simmons plans to bring it back in the fall legislative session later this month. In June, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law banning public libraries from removing books due to partisan or personal disapproval. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A new report seeks to get a better handle on the racial equity efforts happening at nonprofits around the state. Sharmeen Shahjahan is the Racial Equity Collective Director at Forefront, an association of 1,100 nonprofits and grantmakers in Illinois. She says the definition of racial equity differs from region to region, but there is a common thread statewide.
At the core of it, you know, we are looking to rectify the harm that has been created through different laws and different factors or principles even within the philanthropic sector, so be able to analyze that.
Forefront's Racial Equity Access Survey found the current political climate and getting support from stakeholders are some of the regional challenges found outside Chicago, in addition to shared factors like a lack of funding, capacity, and data. Illinois football and NFL Hall of Fame linebacker Dit Butkus passed away at 80 years old Thursday. Colin Highslope has more.
Dit Butkus played for the Illini from 1962 to 1964 and was a two-time consensus All-American. Born in Chicago, Butkus played football in the state of Illinois for his entire career, capped off by his eight-year professional career with the Chicago Bears. Butkus was the youngest of eight children and is survived by his wife Helen and their three children. Butkus was a Hall of Famer, actor, philanthropist, and is considered one of the toughest men to ever step foot on the gridiron.
Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with Scott Dossett from the CU Folk and Roots Festival Steering Committee about what to expect from next week's lineup. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, we'll talk about where Illinois members of Congress stand in the race for who'll be the next Speaker of the U.S. House. And we'll look at the ongoing arrival of asylum seekers in Illinois and why Governor Pritzker is turning to Washington for help. We'll also talk through the latest news from Springfield and Peoria. I'm Brian Mackey, and that's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The 15th edition of the CU Folk and Roots Festival will begin at venues around Champaign-Urbana on October 12th, running through the 14th. IPM reporter Owen Henderson spoke with Scott Dossett from the festival's steering committee about what to expect from next week's lineup.
So who are some of the groups that are going to be in this year's lineup? What are you particularly excited for?
Well, one of the things I'm excited about is, of course, to see Dom Flemings again. He's going to do a workshop for us, kind of a talk workshop in the Lewis Auditorium in the Urbana Free Library, and then another live performance at the Rose Bowl. Dom's a Grammy Award winner and multiple nominee and is constantly pushing the boundaries of African-American history and folk music.
Left me, baby, 1 year ago, but I still love you. I'm moaning low, Lord, I'm blue and so downhearted. That lonesome old river's my home.
So what we try to do is mix these regional or national acts in with a lot of local performers. And so the Tumbleweeds are going to be with us again. That's a local group. The Merry Travelers duo. The Hoot and Hollers are going to play. Really cool group that I like from Urbana. A bunch of young folks I know. It's called the Hot Club of Urbana. So something a little bit for everybody.
You mentioned a little earlier that you guys are looking for folks who are pushing the boundaries. Can you put a little bit of a finer point on that for me?
So there's the musical side to that, but there's also kind of what I think of as the real world side to that. We've got a Deem the Artist who very much puts out what I would call a non-binary perspective.
Nights get longer, the days stay hard. It hits like a bullet through the middle of a heart.
If folk music and roots music is to live, it has to evolve and reflect the era that we're in and the concerns that people have. If music stays the same, it can kind of die. Our efforts at sustaining the festival is all about getting more people involved from all different kinds of perspectives. So, for example, we ran a table at Pride Fest this last weekend, and we're real happy to be able to cooperate with those people. Have worked really hard to try to get high-quality African-American folks to come in. You know, a lot of people think of folk and roots music as being kind of a white environment, and we certainly want to break through that paradigm. So having Kashana Armstrong here a couple of years in a row, having T.D. Young this year, just to try to mix it up and get all the different perspectives we have. We know from what we're hearing and what our cohorts are seeing that there are people that are always pushing the boundaries of what we think of as traditional folk and roots music, and we want to try to be there on the edge of that, and have been pretty successful through time of getting people here who then we subsequently could never afford to have again because they go on to bigger lives. Alison Russell, who won a Grammy for Songs of Our Native Daughters, came through about 3 years ago, like 8.5 months pregnant. Such a joy to see her. And so she's gone on to much bigger and better things. So if we're wise and we have good threading through the network, which our festival manager this year, Cody Jensen, really gives us, then, you know, we can get people that are up and coming and new and different and mix that in with, you know, some good old banjo licks.
You can find out more information about the festival dates and lineup, as well as how to get involved, at ipmnewsroom.org. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
The CU Folk and Roots Festival is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media News. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, cooler, and breezy with a high of 65 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Tim Shelley, Colin Highslope, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.